all we say it wasn't yours, because from the people there before, and you're never claiming it, therefore it's Hefker, whoever wants it can keep it. By the end of the Mishnah says, the Kais Lachot, if you find something in a new wall, it depends. Mechetze v'lechut shaloi. If it's the outside of the wall towards Rishas Rabin, you're allowed to keep it. Mechetze v'lefnim shal balabayit. If it's on the inner half of the wall, then we say it comes from the balabos, then you have to return it. It belongs to him. Omer Rav Asher. Rav Asher says like this. Sakino a knife, bosa kita. Look where the handle is. If the handle's in the inside, it belongs to the balabos. If the handle's towards the outside, because there's someone from Rishas Rabin left it there, and he's miyayish already. The kisa bosa shansa. If you have a cup, it goes buster, a kisa, a wallet, goes buster, it's straps. Yeah. Now, look where the straps are, that's who put it there. Because the Gemara, if so, v'yela matisim etoni, our Mishnah that says, mechetzi v'luchut shaloi, mechetzi l'fnim shabalabayis. Why? For let's take a look. Ikita l'gav, if the handle is facing inwards, then it belongs to the balabas. Ikita l'bar, if the handle is facing outwards, it belongs to the tefka. If the straps are inside, then it belongs to the owner. It belongs to you. So what is the Mishnah say difference? Which part of the wall? Let's take a look where the handles are, where the straps are. So where it says, Masnisin the Udra Vanaska. A Mishnah's talking about a piece of flax, a piece of wool. Rashi says, Mukhin, soft cotton like soft wool. Rasnascha, a piece of silver. Kitsa doesn't have a handle, doesn't have any straps. So clear that you can't tell who put it there, then the lachar is you go bosa which half of the wall it's in. Just if you have a clea that has a handle on it, so you can tell whichever side the handle is, that's the side it was put there. If it was put through the Sisarabin, but there's somebody left it there, and that person was Miyayish. Yeah. So really Rashi and Mishnah said here, if you find it towards the outside of the wall, then we say for sure someone in the Sisarabin put it there, and he forgot it there. So Rashi says in Mishnah, V'yafagad Rabin, even though we said, Sofik Hinuach Laito, that you're not supposed to touch a Sofik Hinuach, and here it's Vati Hinuach. That's how you say, Rashi says, no, the Gemara says something about the Shasach Tvei. The Torah right now says there a very, very long time. Therefore, if it was put from somebody on the outside, that person for sure was Miyayish. Therefore, as long as you could tell it was put there from somebody, Mishas Rabin, is Yish here, you're allowed to keep it. The question is, look where the handle is. That's where it is. The Mishnah's talking about things that don't have handles. Tony would learn like this. Let's say the wall was full of these silver or full of cotton. Then chokin, then divide up half. Half of the outside you can keep. Half of the inside belongs to the balabas. The mapshit, of course, what's the chiddush here? Like tzricha, the chiddush is here. We're talking about the mashpo. It's a little bit slanty. The hole in the wall is slanty. The chad gis on one side. So therefore, mother, I would have thought to say, ishtabuch ishtapach, that really it was all on the top. Let's say the top is on towards the outside. And the slanty towards inside. So I would have thought to say, really the whole thing came from the top, from the outside. And you can keep the whole thing. Kamashmala know that even though it's slanty, we don't care about that. Now Lamaisa, the way you find it, the half that's towards the outside, that you're allowed to keep. That you can say came from the B'nai Rishus around him, them Yayish already. But the half that's coming from the inside, you have to say it belongs to the owner, that you have to leave there, that you can't touch. Right, then it says, V'yemhoyim askiru lacherim. Let's say this room, though, was rented out to other people. Let's say it's rented out to other people. Then, even if you find something inside the house, inside the room, still you're allowed to keep it. Now, V'yamai, why? Leiv v'bos v'basra. Find out the last people that rented out the room. What do I care if you have a room you rent out? So, Chura, find out the last person that rented the room, and if you find something in there, most probably it belongs to him. Miloy t'nan. Didn't we learn like this? We learned Allah Miloy Tanan, this we learn. Moyes Sheninsa Lifnei Seicher Behema, you find money in front of the people that sell animals, Liyer Lameiser. Throughout the whole year in Yerushalayim, you have to be afraid it's Meiser Sheni. Because most people that come up with Meiser Sheni money, they buy animals to bring a carbon shlomo from it. So you find money in Yerushalayim in front of the Seicher Behema, it's Meiser Sheni. Bahar Abayis, you find money on the Bahar Abayis. It's El Chulin, that's Chulin. Rosh Hashanah B'Shasa Rego. Because, we'll see, higher bias, they don't clean out so much, there's the money from the whole year round, you go bust the roi, it's cooling money. Over Yishalayim, you find money in the streets of Yishalayim, it's like this. Peshayim, Rosh Hashanah, throughout the whole year, cooling. Most money that's going around in the shuk of Yishalayim is cooling. So you go bust the roi, the money is cooling. But the shas regal, if you find money during Chol HaMoed, hakil maisa. Because on regal, then most people come up to the regal, they bring the maisa sheni money with them. So therefore, the money is maisa sheni. You see, in Yerushalayim, it depends when you find money in the streets. You find that during the regal, you have to say it's Moyes Maite Sheni. You find that after Yom Tov, then you have right to say it's Chulin. V'shas regal akol Maite. Now, V'yomer Reb Shemaya Baziri, my time, what's the reason? How come Yerushalayim L'chur is different than the Harabayis? Hoyol V'shuki Yerushalayim Asuyin L'schavet B'chol Yoyim, who was used to clean up the streets of Yerushalayim. Therefore, true on the regal, money that was lost was Maite Sheni. But they clean it up. So the day after the regal, you don't find Maite Sheni anymore in the street. If you find money a day later, we say it's the new money that was lost today. And today, after the regal, we don't say it's Maite Sheni. Alma, we say, Kama, Kama, Azli. What was there first was cleaned up, is not here anymore. Fahani, with the money you find now, Achrina Ninu, is the last one. And so, Hachinam here also. If you find something in a room that's rented out to people, I should say, Kama, Kama, Azal. Whoever rented it last week, when he left, took everything with him. The next guy took everything with him. Fahani de Basroyu. Now that you found something still in the room, we should say for sure it's the last person that used it. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Harei Elish Lo Yulah to keep it. Why? She'd have to return it to the last tenant that was there. So Mara says, Omer Resh Lokish, Mishum Bakaporo, Kegoin, Shasuyin, Tundik Lishloisha Yisrael. We're talking about the three Jews used it together. There were three Jews using the room together. Therefore, we'll say, for sure, they're Miyayish. We'll soon explain why. Drash the Shlesh Yisrael, the Bas Achas. At the same time, three people use the room. The Chol Shechenem Hoyot and Yechavim, for sure, of Goyim were using. Omisha Nosem Imenu Miyayish. Whoever lost the money would be Miyayish. The Lo Yodim Imani Boy, he doesn't know who to ask. As we'll soon see. Samara says, the Chur Havim Minarizah, since there are three people there, it's called Rishas Rabim-like. And therefore, it's like you lost your money to Makam Rabin, that we say the owner is Miyayish. And so the Gemara says, Shmaminim, here there should be a proof again that Allah Gashim and Allah, and Afilub Rav Yisrael, that we should pass, when we go Bosa Rav Yisrael, we go Bosa, we hold like Rav Shimon Allah, that if you lose an object, the Makam Rabin, where three people are there, even though they're Jews, still the owner is Miyayish. And we came out before, we don't pass like this, we only pass by Rav Kananim, not by Rav Yisraelim. The Gemara says, Elo Omer Rav Menashia, Bar Yaakov, Kegoin, Sheosa Pundik Lishloi Shadik Chavim. Some of them know there were three goyim using this pundik. That's why it's mutter. So it's like even if a Jew lost it there, but since it was lost in a place that rove goyim, three goyim there, for sure the owner is miyayish. We have Nachman Omar, that Rabbi Baravua, Nachman said the name of Rabbi Baravua, Afilu Tein L'Shloishi Yisrael. No, even if you want to say the last people using the house, using this room, were three Jews, still we'll say here the owner is miyayish. Night time, what's the reason? The one Jew that lost his money there, Miyayish, he for sure gives up hope of getting it back. He says himself like this. Meimar Omri says like this. Michti, let's see. Inish Achrina Lehevi Badei. There's nobody else here except us three in the room. Elahani, only these three, the other two people. Amri Kamayu, I tell them, Kamazimna many times, Lahadruli. Like I tell them, Akrajish, you know, I just lost $10 in the room. And you find it, please return it to me. And they don't, Lahadruli. So when I leave later, they should return it to me later. Like for sure they're not going to return it to me. Therefore, the owner is Miyayish right away. What he thinks, either Tayel Ladura, if they have in mind to return it to me, Ahadru and Ali, they should have returned it already. Bahai Deloy Ahadru, how come they didn't return it to me until now? Bahai Deloy Ahadru Li, but they're Tayel Lenigzla. They have in mind to steal it from me. Therefore, when you have three people living together in the room, and one guy loses something, and he mentions the other two people, did you find them? They both say no. What can he do? He can't blame anyone, because he doesn't know which one to blame. So therefore he has to give up hope of getting it back. Therefore the Mishnah says, Harei Elishalai. Now the Ozdi of Nachum at the time, Rav Nachum goes according to his own time. The Yomer of Nachum, said, Alocho, Ro Tzela, Sheno Fal Mishnayim, if you're walking behind two people, and you see the way money falls out of one of the two people, one of the two people in front of you are losing money. So Nachman said, Locher is Chayiv Lahafti. You have to return it. My time, what's the reason? Because Ahuda Nofamine, the one that lost the money, Loi Miyayish. For sure, he will not be Miyayish. Because Meimarom is going to say like this. Michti, let's see. Inish Achrini Lehavi Bado. There was nobody else here with me. Just me and my friend. Elahai, owner of this person. If so, I lost money. So I know now, you know who's going to find it, this person here. Nektino Lei, the Amino Lei, Antu de Shakalto. I'm going to go to this person and tell him, listen, you have my money. Even if he'll deny it, I'm not going to be Miyayish. I'll go to Bezdin. I'm not going to give up. If there's only one person to be Tavaya, then I'm not Miyayish. Rashi, now, Kimmel Rashi says, Mishran alei shur, I'll make you swear to me. Lein nis yayish, I'm not going to be yayish right away. Therefore, when the other person found it, he has to return it. Lefnei yish, and Rashi, aloha kabaya, yish lemadas, lehevi yish. Even if the person will swear later, he didn't take it, still, when you first picked it up, the owner was not in the yayish yet. Therefore, you have to return it. But what's going to be? Pishleisha, let's say you found money. You're walking behind three people. And you see money now fall down from one of the three people. All right, turn over. Again, but Bishloisha, let's say you're walking behind three people, and you find that you see it fall out of one of the three. Here Nachman says, "Ein chayv lahachzir." Now you know you don't have to return it. You have a right to keep it. Well, in my time, what's the reason? Because here, Haruda Nofumene, the person that really lost the money, Vada Miyayish, for sure is going to be Miyayish the next second. Because Meim Rom is going to say to himself, Nichti, Shrei Hevi Badoi, it's not just one person to blame, there are two people here. In a Kitna Lahai, if I go to this person, Oma Loi Shekalti, I didn't take it, what do you want from me? In a Kitna Lahai, if I go to the other person, Oma Loi Shekalti, also say I didn't take it. So yes, well, the owner is Miyayish, what can I do? Right away he says, listen, did anybody find money? I just lost some money here. If they don't answer him, so then he's miyayish right away, because he can't take anybody to dinner. He has no time in his body. He doesn't know who. If it's only one person, he's not going to be miyayish. When there are two people involved, then we say the owner is miyayish. That's Shana Mishnah also. When you have three people living in the room together, then when somebody loses something, he's miyayish. He gives his hope right away. He doesn't think he'll get it back anymore. He's miyayish right away. Oh, my Rava said, Ho the Amrit. That you said, tell me, Bishleisha. That if you see something fall from three people, for sure the owner is miyayish. You do not have to return it. He said, where it's not worth three prutas. You didn't find three prutas. You didn't find something worth three prutas. But if you found something now that's worth three prutas, then you should not chayav lahachzir. Then you do have to return it. My time, what's the reason? You have to be afraid, maybe the shutfas here. Maybe they own it together. And then there won't be miyayish. We'll learn miyayishi. Then they're not going to be miyayish. They're only miyayish if it belongs to one person. Then he doesn't know who to ask for it, so it'll be miyayish. But if it belongs to all three of them, they're not going to be miyayish. Rashi says, Eimah shutfininu, the sellers knew, the namonim zel zev, yenechub cheshachaveru bechokai. Rochi mishamish bekisai, lemotle yayish. Now he checks his pocket, doesn't find it won't be miyayish. He'll say, one of the shutfin have it. And they just want to play and joke on me. That's what they're doing right now. A co-opponent of the person won't be in the yayish. So therefore, in such a case, we have to be afraid. Maybe there's no yayish here. Yeah. Right. Ika the army, some say, Yom HaRob, Rob said like this. Afagav the less by Elishav Pruta, Elishav Shtei Prutas. Even if the object you found is only worth two Prutas, also Chayav Lachs, you have to return it. Again, if you saw three people walking there and they dropped something, if it's worth two Prutas, also you have to return it. My time, what's the reason? Anyway, you have to say, you have to be afraid, maybe, shutfininu. V'chad minayi rachuli achlei lemonsa gadechaverta. Like, maybe two of them are shutfin. The third person was moichel ischele to the other two people. Therefore, two of them are shutfin together. Therefore, the two know to complain against this one person, and therefore, there won't be miyayish. So, in such a case, you have to be afraid, maybe the owner is not miyayish. Therefore, when you pick it up, now you're picking it up before yish, and since you pick it up before yish, it's chayav lahachzir, so you have to return it. The Yom HaRob, Rabba says like this, the famous Gemara. Ro Sela Shenofla. Have you found a coin that was falling? Fell from somebody. Ro Sela Shenofla. Yeah. That's a leg of not gross from two people here. Stam, you saw somebody lose money. Now, not the Lufna Yish. If you picked it up before the owner was Miyayish, so actually that means, Shaloi Shoik De Lamashme Zedekisai. Like you saw the guy walking, and you saw as soon as he dropped it, he walked a step ahead, and you first picked it up. And you saw he didn't fill his pocket yet. So the owner doesn't realize that he lost it yet, and therefore before he was miyayish. So you picked up this coin now, you have a chiyuv hashava now. If you pick it up, amanas legoizloi. If you pick it up though, not to return it, but you have enough to keep it for yourself, like you're doing an aveira here, you know, over the kulan, you're over all three aveiras. Mishum leisigzo, you're doing a maisig zela right now. The fact you're taking it to keep it for yourself, that's a maisig zela. Or mishum hashav teshivim, you're also over the lav, the mitzvah saseya, returning it. Since you picked it up before Yish, you have a mitzvah of Shivain. Or Mishum Lesuch Lesalim. There's a law in every Aveda. Don't hold your eyes back. And here it's called you're holding your eyes back by taking it for yourself and not picking up to return it. Now, even let's say later, another minute later, the man, the owner, feels his pocket and sees he doesn't have it, he's miyayish. Even though you give it back to him, l'achayish, I tell you, all you're doing now is giving him back a present. But the yisurim, the avad avad, the yisurim that you did, you can't fix up the yisurim. Yeah, so Tayyaz asked the question, for the first lab of sigzel, if you return it, why aren't you making the mitzvah of sagzela? So for that you should be not called the matana, there it should be called the good hashava. And can keep the nikri matana. It's not called stam a present, it's called the giving it back as gzela. So you can call you the kind mitzvah hashava aveda also. That's all. Tayyaz learns you only owe really just one lab. If you do return it, so when you return it to Avadi, you mekayim the mitzvah hashavas as a gzela. Merely returning it to him. He's taking it. And therefore, you mekayim mitzvah hashavas aveda also. It's only the lav, not to hold back your eyes. That's your over. That you can't be misakin. Yeah. Now, but so the surah, the over of it. What about the Gemara says, not lufna yish amanas lazira? You picked it up before yish, and you had that to return it to the owner. So you didn't do an aveira. Well, the yacha yish, after you heard the owner was miyayish, niskav in the goizli. Then you just start to keep it for yourself. So in this case, over Mishum Hashat Hashivim. You're over the Aveira of Hashat Hashivim. Like, Lekur Exeli, you're not over. Because the owner was Miyayish already. You're only been vassal the Mitzvah Tessah of Hashat Hashivim. Then when you picked it up, it was before Yish, you got a chiyus to return it. So if you don't return it, you're not being a kind of that Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah Exeli you don't have now. Because when you decide to keep it for yourself, the owner was already Miyayish. Since he was already Miyayish, now you can't make Exeli anymore. What about Himtin Lash Nishash Rabbeilah? You saw the way the owner dropped money, and you didn't go to pick it up right away. You waited a few minutes until he's miyayish first. You waited till he felt his pocket. He saw he doesn't have the money. He's miyayish. Then v'notla. Halacha is ainu wa ve'elu mishum sukkah l'salim. But then you're only over one isra. You're not supposed to hide your eyes back. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to pick up the aveda right away. Amar Rabbi said, "Hai man dechosa the notla zuzim echaver." You see the way your friend lost money. Veichalsa by the sand. Veyaskah. Then you find him. Veshakle. Veyaskah. Then you found it and took veshakle. Le'nechayav adurle. You don't have to return it to him. My timer, who did not have a miyayish? The person that lost it for sure is miyayish. Afagad the chazi, the osa arbalo, the koimarabal, even though you see the owner coming back with a sister now and trying to sift the sand to find his money, name Rama still will say, Kiheka did not have a noi, didi, hochi not have a shakrini, or miskachmi midi. Not if shat the owner is not miyayish. Avadi, when the owner lost his money in the sand, he's miyayish, he gave up hope of finding his own money. He only says to himself, listen, if I lost money here, most probably other people also lost money here. So let me take a sift and I'll stop sifting up the sand to see if I can find new money. Not the pshat, you're not miyayish. Avadi, you are miyayish. Therefore, if somebody else found the money, he has the right to keep it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
By the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Motza b'chanutz, if you find something in a store, so locher is harei elu shalo, you're allowed to keep it. Rashi says, the chiddush is even v'dov sheish b'simin. We're talking about something that has a simin on it. So, the ha'ud nofu mei Rashi is miyayish. The person that lost it for sure is miyayish. She'akel nechnosim sham. Because a lot of people go in there. Therefore, there's like, for sure the person is miyayish. Now, what about the Bein HaTeva L'Chenveni? Let's say you find something between the Teva, like the Teva is the counter, and the storekeeper himself, then we say Shachenveni. For sure it fell from the Chenveni. That's his department. That's where the storekeeper sits. So from the counter and where he is, then something there belongs to the Chenveni, you have to return it to him. Yeah. What about Lifnei Shulchani? If you, in a store, there used to be also a person that exchanges the money. That's called the shechoni. So if you find some money in front of him, lefnei shechoni harei el shaloi, you have a right to keep that money, because most probably the money is from people that came there to exchange their money. It's from the rabbin, and that person was miyayish. What about the bein hakisei el shechoni? But you find it in between the kisei, like where the chair, where the chenveni sits, and between him, then harei el shel shechoni. Then we say it belongs to the shechoni. That's a raya, it fell where he is sitting. Now, halakeach peiros michaveroi. If you buy fruits off your friend, or sheshilach loy chavera peiros, or else if your friend just sends you some fruits,
When we find their money in the fruits, you have a right to keep it. What about the mhoyu tsururin? Let's say the money was tied up in a basket, tied up, then there's a simon on the money, then the locker is moit lamakro. You have to take it, and you have to return it. So our question says, if it's tied up, there's a simon on it. Since there's a simon, therefore you have to return it.
You're right.
So Mara says, Omer Rebbe Eleza, afilu munochen agabe shulchan. Even if the money is on top of the shulchan, also it's a real shloi. Also you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because it says tanan, lefnei shulchani harel shloi. The Chorus says, if you find the money in front of the table where the exchanger is, then it belongs to you. The Chorus mashma though, ho agabe shulchan do the shechani. If you find the money on top of the shulchan where he exchanges the money, the Chorus then it's mashma, belongs to the shechani. The Chorus not like Rebbe Eliezer. The letter says, afilu menachon agabe shulchan, also you're allowed to keep it. But ain't it safe, was it safe to say? It says, bein akisa l'shechani. You find some money between the kisei and the shechani, then the locher is shel shechani. Then the money belongs to shechani. So it's mashmi though, who agabi shechani shalai. If I care, we have let the first start off to say that if it's menachem agabi shulchan, then it also belongs to the shechani. Not only between the shulchan and him, but even on top of his table, also it belongs to the shechani. Now the Gemara says, no, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, you find it bein akisa l'shechani.
Yeah.
So he wanted midaik, agabi shulchan still belongs to the shechani. So Mara says, no, ain't the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Bein akisa l'shechani, it belongs to the shechani. But it's mashmo, ho agabi shulchan, if you find the money on top of the shulchan, then shalai, it belongs to us. So Mara says, elam iho lek l'mashmo mino. And echnami, for now, mishtum, we can't bring any proof. Fred Gemara, but if so, we are bileze, hominole. How did Rabbi Lez himself know to say like this? Mamarova, masisik shisa. Rabbi Lez had a kashin on Mishnah. My year with the Tonakam we learned. Dein hakisa le shechoni. Shel shechoni, what does it only say between the kisa and the shechoni? Between his, counter and where he is. It belongs to him. Listen to Yal shechoni. Should have said Al shechoni. Inam Yoshi has said, Motza b'shechonas. Kiritoni Reisha. Like it says in Reisha, Motza b'chanus sheloi. That no, even if it's agabi shulchan, still it belongs to you. It's like, okay, this is the way we start off learning pshat. And Rebbe Lez is saying that afilu menachem agabi shulchan, still harei el shalai, it belongs to you. The only time we say this money.